So let's review. On the previous daf, the Braisa stated, "V'kifu gizustra v'eskinu shiv nashim yesh v'zmelmala v'nashim elmata." They built a balcony and decreed that women should sit above on the balcony and men should sit below to prevent frivolity at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Gemara asks, "Heicherav v'hachi? How could they add to the structure the Beis HaMikdash?" The pasuk says, "Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskel." Everything in writing by the hand of Hashem, which He gave me, which means Hashem told David exactly how to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it had to be precisely this way. Amar Rav, Karash Kachu B'Darsh. They found another pasuk and derived from there. B'Savta Ha'aretz Mishpaches Mishpaches Levad Mishpaches Beis David Levad B'Nashem Levad. The land will eulogize each family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves. This pasuk is referring to the time of Mashiach, when Hashem will have removed the Yetzahara, the evil incarnation. But like Dvarim Kal V'Chomer, we can make a Kal V'Chomer argument. If even at a time of mourning, and when there is no Yetzahara, men and women are to be separate, certainly when they are rejoicing, and there is a Yetzahara, men and women should be separate. There's a machlekes for whom this hesped will be conducted. Chad Amr Amashiach ben Yosef Shinerag, the Mashiach from the tribe of Yosef who will be killed in the war. Chad Amr a Yitzahara Shinerag, the Yitzahara who will be killed. Tzadikim nidme lehem kar gevaya, v'risham nidme lehem kechut asara. The righteous will cry because it will appear to them like a tall mountain, whereas the wicked will cry because it will appear to them like a strand of hair. Halol abaychin v'halol abaychin. The tzaddikim will cry and say, "Heich yicholnu lichvesh ha'gavoy kezeh? How were we able to conquer this great mountain?" The Rishon will cry and say, "Heich lo yicholnu lichvesh eschut asar hazeh? How were we not able to conquer this strand of hair?" The Gemara continues, "Shiva shemis yesh leli yitzahara. Yitzahara has seven names. Hashem called it ra, evil, as it says, ki yitzah leva adam ra min uruv. The inclination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Moshe called it Oral, uncircumcised, as it says, Umaltim es Orlas Levavchim, you will circumcise the stubbornness of your heart. David called it Tame, impure, as it says, Leif Toha Barali Elikim, Hashem create for me a pure heart. This implies that an impure heart exists as well, which is the evil inclination. Shlomo called it Soine, enemy, as it says, Imrov Soine Acho Hachileu Lechem, Vim Tzame Hashkeu Mayim, Ki Gechol Matuchese Al Reishiv Hashem Isham Loch. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will be piling coals on his head, and Hashem will reward you." Yeshaya called it Michshol, a stumbling block. As it says, "Sulu sulu panu derech, herimu michshol mederech ami." Pave, pave, clear a road, remove the stumbling block from my people's path. Yechezkel called it Evan, a stone. As it says, "V'yisereisis leiva Evan mebesarchem, v'nesadilchem leiv basar." I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. Yael called it Tzifaini, the hidden one, as it says, V'esad Tzifaini Archik Me'alechem, and I will distance the hidden one from you. The end of this pasuk states, Ki Higdol Ases, for he has done greatly. Abai explains this to mean that the Yitzahara incites Torah scholars more so than others, as was taught, Kol HaGadol Mechaveroi, Yitzhar Gadol Heimenon, the greater one is, the greater is his Yitzahara. The Gemara continues with an additional well-known statements about the Yitzahara. Yitzhar shel adam mizgaber ala b'chol yoyim u'mevakesh la'misa. A person's Yitzhahara strengthens itself against him every day and seeks to kill him. Ve'al male HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ezru lo ina yachlo. Without Hashem's assistance, he would not be able to withstand him. In Poga b'cha menovel zeh, moshchei le'beis ha'medrash. If you encounter the revolting one, the Yitzhahara, pull him to the beis ha'medrash, the study hall. Im even hu nimoyach. If he's like stone, he will dissolve, as the pasuk says, Ha'ikol tzomei l'chol l'mayim. All who are thirsty go to the water, which symbolizes Torah. And another pasuk says, Avanim sochku mayim, water wears down stones. In barzelhu, mispaitzeitz, if he is like iron, he will shatter, as it says, Halekai devar ke'esh no'um Hashem, ukapatish yifaitzit selam. My words are like fire, says Hashem, and like a hammer that shatters rock. The Gemara returns to explain several pasukim about the times of Mashiach. Ve'yireini Hashem arba harashim. Hashem showed me four craftsmen. They are Mashiach ben David, Mashiach descended from King David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach descended from Yosef. Both are called craftsmen because they will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Eliyahu the prophet who built a mizbech b'har kamel. The kohen tzedek and the righteous kohen, who Rashi says refers to Shem the son of Noach, who helped his father build the ark. V'hoyezeh sholem ashur ki yovei v'artzeinu v'chi yidrach b'amneseinu v'kamnu olav shivirayim v'shmoinu nesichi adam. And this shall make peace certain. If Assyria will come into our land, and if he will tread upon our palaces, we will set up 7 shepherds and 8 princes against him. Maninu shivirayim. Who are these 7 shepherds? David b'yemtza, Adam sheisu musushalach miminoi, Avram Yaakov v'moisha b'smoilei. David is in the middle. Adam Sheis and Mr. Shelach is to his right. Avram Yaakov and Moshe is to his left. Umanin Ushmoinin Sichi Adam. Who are the 8 princes? Yishai, Vishal, Vishmuel, Amos, Vitzvanya, Tzidkia, Umashiach, Veliyahu. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah of Simchas Beis Yesheva. Menoyu Shel Zav Hoyisham. Varbas Afom Shel Zav Birashem. There were 4 golden candelabra there, with 4 golden bowls atop each candelabra. The Braisa adds, each candelabrum was 50 amas high. V'arba sulamis l'chol echad v'yachad. V'arba yelodim mepirchei kuhuna ubideim kadim shalmei v'esim lug shematilin l'chol safo v'safo. There were 4 ladders for each candelabrum, which 4 young kohanim would ascend. They carried pitchers containing 120 lugan of oil, which they poured into the bowls. The Braisa clarifies, they each carried a pitcher of oil containing 30 lug for a total of 120 lugan. The Gemara cites another braisa that the athleticism of these young kahanim was greater than that of the son of Marta Besbesas, who would carry 2 thighs of a large ox, and walk slowly heel to toe up the ramp of the Mizbeach. However, the other kahanim would not allow him to do this because Bereivam Hadrash Melech, in the multitude of people, is the glory of the king. It's more covered to Hashem if many people are involved in the Avodah. Carrying these heavy pitchers was a greater feat because they went up a ladder or steps as opposed to a ramp, and it's a lot steeper than the ramp. Mishnah continues, Mibloi michnosei kahanim umeham yonehen, mehen hoyu mafkin ubehen hoyu madlikin. From the worn-out garments of the kahanim, they would make wicks and light them. There was not a courtyard in Yerushalayim that was not illuminated by the light of the Simchas Beis Hasheva. The Braisa adds that it was so bright that a woman could sort grain by the light of the Simchas Beis Hasheva.